Manchester City lie in wait for the Reds this Sunday afternoon. It is the pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Lauren Black and Andy Heaton. We will, of course, get the view from Manchester a little bit later on. But Neil, before we get stuck into pressing matters of Manchester City and a little bit of what happened at Villa Park midweek, the Champions League draw has landed. It has been done. Liverpool have found themselves with a pretty tough tie, PSG. It's important to say, even in the old format, you could end up on the end of one where you get a really tough time. But after all of those games, Liverpool finished top of that massive group. To get PSG does not feel like a kick in the balls.
It is quite that. It is worth saying, the year we win it, for instance, I think we come second in our group and we get Bayern Munich. And I'm sure Bayern Munich that year were like, well, we've come top of our group. Have we got Liverpool? Come on, this isn't right. This isn't fair. You can just sort of walk into one. What we do have, though, because of where we finished in the group, is, well, us or Paris Saint-Germain have a pretty likely tantalising quarterfinal, which you'd feel as though both Liverpool or Paris Saint-Germain would go into as favourites, whoever it is who gets through on the other side. And I mean that with the greatest of respect, obviously not least because we've just drawn, but we were, I think, really quite superior to Aston Villa over the course of that game. So I think you can just sort of, you can worry a little bit too much. You're going to play difficult sides. Some years you play a difficult side in the last 16 and then it's been easier than the last 8. I think the year we win it, it is Bayern Munich, and then I think it's Porto, you know, so that can happen. It's happened in the past. But yeah, I mean, I'm having a little look at Barcelona's draw, the Barcelona side of the draw, and I'd quite like to swap places with them. I think you're able to look at Barcelona and say they've had the benefit of where they've ended up there, and you can see their likely path through, whilst I think their quarters will be likely, at least on paper, a little tougher than ours, but then their semi-final will probably be on paper a little easier than ours, may well end up being. So yeah, you're never going to get exactly what you want, but all of that said, at least we know what it is, you know. And that's the other thing I like about the format, you can see it all the way through now to the final. You can anticipate what it is that you're going to be coming up against and what you're not going to be coming up against. So yeah, all in, I think it's one where Liverpool are going to have to sort of find themselves playing really, really well across the two legs against Paris Saint-Germain. And I'm worried about them because I think they're a good side, but I think also they've become a side with more youthful exuberance, which I think is good for them. Fewer legendary names, which I also think is good for them. And what I think you've seen them do, certainly when they played against Manchester City, was they looked like the sort of team who've got the ability to take a tie away from anyone in 20 minutes.